Bell with Mission Network News. Open clashes between Afghanistan and Pakistan turn up the heat in the region. And a Christian ministry celebrates their exciting milestone with a new campaign. Stay tuned. First, border clashes broke out this week between Afghanistan's Taliban and Pakistan's armed forces. The fighting followed Pakistan's controversial weekend airstrikes on Afghan soil. Pakistan claims that it targeted suspected hideouts for two terrorist groups, including the Pakistani Taliban, or TTP. With FMI explains that Pakistan has endured a series of deadly suicide bombings this month.
Pakistan is blaming Afghanistan that terrorists are using their soil to attack Pakistan.
Taliban consistently denies this. Nehemiah says the two nations share culture, food, and language, yet their good relationship has deteriorated since the Taliban took over Afghanistan in 2021.
This escalating tension deeply affects our ministry in both countries.
Says FMI partners experience travel limitations, communication disruption, and security concerns. These make discipleship and outreach even more complex. Stand with these gospel workers in prayer.
Pray for boldness and wisdom that believers would minister with discernment, courage, and sensitivity in such an unpredictable environment. And pray for gospel opportunities that even in the midst of this situation, instability, God would use suffering to draw many to himself and strengthen his church.
For months, Iran has dominated headlines with a regime under pressure, but a quieter crisis is unfolding in Cuba, another government hanging in the balance and a church preparing for whatever comes. Dwayne Friesen with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
Well, we have two different countries, different parts of the world, but facing the same challenge, and that is, what does their immediate identity look like? And will they face a radical regime change that results in a radical identity change? And what will be the response of the Christians in those places?
Faces shortages and a U.S. fuel blockade, Cuban Christians are delivering aid. Friesen says he knows of church networks.
Given permission out of Havana to supply medical equipment and drugs to support the local hospitals on the outer skirts of the island where they're not getting supplies.
Cuban church in prayer.
Their prayer is that they would be a beacon of light to see a nation encouraged and brought to an understanding. There's hope. There's hope in Christ, and a country that's willing to embrace that kind of hope will experience great joy.
Church perspective, they're looking at ways to be ready to share what good news they have, but also ready to be part of the solution of blessing a nation in its next chapter. In the midst of pain in Lebanon, Ilio Constantine with Heart for Lebanon says the organization is celebrating its 20th anniversary by launching its boldest campaign yet. The campaign tells people that no matter their background, Heart for Lebanon is there to serve them and build Christ-centered faith communities.
God has blessed us with opportunity to minister to people wherever they come from in Lebanon, whether they're local, impoverished, or marginalized communities, whether they're refugees that have come to seek refuge in Lebanon. God has provided the opportunity for us to serve them and to show them the way to the truth, the way to their salvation through Christ and Christ alone.
In 2006, the country of Lebanon was in difficult situations, like today, but now Heart for Lebanon has an 80-person team to serve people and lead them to the Lord through programs like the Missional Leadership Program, which has prompted a movement of Bible study gatherings.
We're talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of home-based Bible study groups that are reaching the unreached in a country that is filled with despair and desperately needs the love of Jesus.
Please pray for the Vision 20 campaign, that people will be brought to the Lord through it. Learn more at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve Odell.